Bonjour à tous. Hello, listeners of A-Seat English. Welcome back. This is Mei Li.
欢迎大家收听由一席文化出品的《老外来了》。This is 翩翩。哎，梅丽，今天咱们聊一聊行走世界之后呢，反观中国的一些 services.
Yes, okay. So after living abroad for the last few years and through the pandemic, I finally was able to come back to China a few months ago.
对，在欧洲待了四年多吧，哈，然后经历了这个 pandemic. 然后前段时间呢，梅丽终于回中国待了两个月，有一些很深度的体验，哈。
Yes, I was able to experience so many services.That are so convenient、and also cheap and just make life so much easier.
对，这是梅丽的直观感受，就是中国有 so many services, 既方便又便宜，而且呢，就是 just make life so much easier. 跟四年前中国这个变化有那么大吗？
Yes, I think, as we all know, technology in China is definitely advancing at the speed of light.
你的中国的科技中国的技术是 advancing at the speed of light 在光速发展哈。那我们真的是百姓日用而不知然后身处其中呢自己可能没觉得有那么快哈。
Yeah, maybe, but I feel like there's always a new app or service that's coming out.
日新月异经常会出一些 new app or new service.
Yeah, so first of all, Dada, do you use this service a lot, 翩翩？
经常用啊达达你是这次回中国之后开始用达达的对不对
Yeah, I actually discovered this only when I went back to China this time, and it's so easy to use and efficient.
对，用起来很方便，而且很高效哈 easy to use and efficient. 你第一次用达达是我上次让你拿中药那次吗
Yes, yes, it was、wow. that was the first time. And it is so convenient being able to call for someone to pick up something for you、mm-hmm. and get it delivered. For me, that's so amazing, and it's also so fast and cheap, which makes it much more incredible.
yeah, 想送什么想取什么都可以用达达哈，然后帮你 pick up something, 然后去取呀、啊，或者说帮你去 get something delivered, 去送呢，特别的方便省事儿，而且呢还不贵。
Yeah, and I also saw that they were using very innovative technologies now.
是吗？达达用的是 very innovative technologies, 非常创新的技术。哎，你指的是什么呢
？So I saw that they were using autonomous delivery operation systems.
自主配送 autonomous delivery. 然后操作系统呢就是 operation system. 你是说这个平台自己取送吗？这个技术吗？这个 system 吗？
Yeah, I saw that it's like a small car that drives itself to serve customers who are living within 3 kilometers of the stores. That's so cool.
Yeah, 用户只需要填好这个收取地址然后其他的达达就自动完成了那有时候你比如说我大姑姐做了饺子然后我们来不及去取就叫达达送过来然后我还经常忘带钥匙你知道吧然后也用达达送哎，这个类似的这种 service 在国外没有吗
No, I mean it's for sure not so common、and not as accessible、yeah. So hopefully they will one day expand internationally so we can use it everywhere
希望有一天这项 service 能够 expand internationally 全球化然后在哪里都可以 accessible 那我们第二个要说的这个 service 是什么呢
Okay, so the second one would be 代驾
啊前些日子呢我们去美丽家聚餐哈然后吃法国菜怎么能不喝法国红酒呢但是呢那天我们开车了然后美丽爸爸就说哎找代驾呀然后补充说代驾是中国最伟大的发明我发现你爸当时不是在开玩笑，他是真的是很认真的在赞叹哈。
Yes, my dad really likes this service. And you know, actually, when I explain the concept to my friends abroad, they really agree that this is very, very smart.
代驾在国外也是没有的吗
No, this doesn't exist. Not like in China, for sure.
Wow, 那这些可都是令我们非常骄傲的中国特色了哈。
yeah, for sure. I mean, for me,Drivers riding mini bikes and electric scooters around big cities to help people drinking who need them to drive their cars home is just so genius.
Yeah, 这个创意的确是 genius. 代驾司机呢一般是骑一辆这个 electric scooters, 电动车呀而且是可以折叠的哈然后去帮助这种有需要的人 drive their car home.
And of course, I mean, the designated driver services aren't just in China, but I think the urban density and the relatively low cost、mm-hmm. definitely helps the concept to take off in a country like China.
Yeah, 因为中国人口多嘛，这个需求也多。那同时呢，就是说这个代驾的这个费用可能比国外要低得多，所以呢，能够帮助这个 concept to take off。哎，但是那天晚上我记得你爸说过，就是古时候的法国也有过代驾这种 concept。
Yes, so shout out to my dad for this story. So yes, Pian Pian, you know, this concept existed a long time ago in France already.
说来听听。
Okay, so back in the day when people rode horses to get around.
那还是在法国人骑马出行的时候。Back in the day when people rode horses to get around. 然后呢？
So when the guests had a little bit too much to drink at the bar, they couldn't get home on their own.
对，酒吧的客人喝多了嘛，然后 couldn't get home on their own, 自己回不了家了，然后呢？
So the owner of the bar would get the guests on their horse, and then, pa, a little slap on the butt of the horse, and it would take them home.
The owner of the bar, 酒吧的主人呢，就把客人扶上客人自己骑来的马上面，然后A little slap on the butt of the horse 在马屁股上一拍然后这马呢就 take them home 把马主人带回家了老马识途嘛
yeah
这是代驾哈的确也是代驾但是也叫无人驾驶
yes so it existed already a very long time ago in France
Oh my, that is so funny 哎，那你第三项你觉得超赞的这个中国的 service 是什么呢
okay so this nextservice is the one where you can get public power banks in hotels and in shops in China.
Yeah, 广泛存在于中国大大小小角落的这个 public power banks, 就是共享充电宝。
And I think this service is so convenient. It has definitely saved me many times from having my phone die on me when I was in China.
Yeah, 我也是手机经常没电嘛。那手机没电呢，可以说 my phone dies, 对吧？不是死机哈，而是没电。My phone dies.
Yes.
而这些 public power banks, 共享充电宝呢，就完美的解决了这个问题。哎，那这个 public power banks 在国外也没有吗？
So I checked online, it does exist, but it's really not that common. We can't see it so commonly abroad. And yeah, they're definitely way more present in Asia for sure.
又是一项中国特色。美丽，我想问你一个问题。你离开中国之后，中国的哪一项 service 让你最想念呢？ What service did you miss the most when you were abroad?只能选一样哈。
Okay, this is a very hard one, but I have to say that I really missed Meituan Waimai for ordering food or you know like drinks like bubble tea, naicha, and having it delivered for so cheap and fast.
I knew it. 知道是外卖哈，因为真的是又便宜又快哈，可以点 everything， 然后又便宜又 efficient。那法国没有吗？
I mean, it does exist in France, but it's just so expensive compared to China.
中国是又便宜又便捷，旁观者清哈，真的是非常感谢梅丽这一期 podcast， 然后提醒到我们，原来我们在中国的生活是如此的便捷幸福。
Yes, going back to China this time really made me realize how convenient and cheap life is in China. So yeah, I'm definitely missing it already.
No worries, 用你们澳洲人的话来说就是 no worries 疫情已经过去了哈然后常回来
Yes, I will be back soon for sure
那好听完这期节目你有什么想说的吗欢迎留言告诉我们
Yes, let us know what you think We will see you soon, bye
Bye Seni görünce yana yana kül olsam her an yine de senden ayrılamam yoluna adadım ömrümü ben sensiz olamam yana yana kül olsam her an yine de senden ayrılamam bin yıl yaşasam yine sana doyamam